Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
At 4 o'clock, we're halfway home on a Friday. Voice is almost there. I hear a crack now and again, but for the most part, you've all been a witness to the week of my voice. Where was it? Tuesday, where we started.
It was like this.
We were hurting. But Don Orsillo and the throat coat pulling it together. Thank you, Donnie. And Tony for bringing it in.
Yeah, Tony would be mad.
Yes, he would. Tony and I's NFL picks are ahead. We still have Chris versus the fans, a big five. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, I don't know anything about this, so I'm just as interested as you are to hear Scraby's top five winter meeting questions.
That's right.
Baseball winter meetings start Monday. Scraby's got questions.
I got questions.
Maybe we have answers. We'll see.
I don't know if we do.
And our interview of the week, AJ Cassavell, getting us the latest on the Padres and what they may do next week at the winter meetings. That's coming up all in the 5 o'clock hour. It is the moment of truth right now in this volleyball. Tied at one set apiece. USD Kansas State 25-25 in the third set. Got to win by two. So that whole match is hanging in the balance. Come on, Toreros. You ready to play? We got to get people to call.
Yes.
Where are you people?
I don't know.
Chris for the fans, 833-288-0973. You can qualify for a shot at our grand prize. Two tickets to see NKOTB.
That's right.
Scraby nice guarantees job. Me that you all know who that is.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
We're looking for blockheads who want to go see New Kids on the Block. June 26th in Las Vegas. You get a two-night stay at the Park MGM and a $100 gas card. New Kids on the Block announcing its 2026 dates for the Right Stuff residency in Vegas. Dolby Live at Park MGM. Don't miss all your favorite hits live in Vegas with the New Kids on the Block. February to October 2026. Tickets on sale now. Ticketmaster.com or qualify to win some right now.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Excuse me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. I don't think that hasn't thought. I haven't thought about that. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question. Or you win if you're a first-time player. Let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that first question for free today.
And right. USD prevails in the third set. 28-26, Toreros lead two sets to one. Well done, ladies.
Is it, I'm assuming best of five.
Best of five, yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right, let's go to our first contestant today, and we'll go to Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. Thanks for playing here, Scott. Good luck to you.
You ready to go?
Ready to go.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Where did Marvin Harrison Jr. play college football?
Ooh.
The Ohio State University.
Nice job.
No kidding, man. All of those guys played there.
He's not going to play this Sunday, fantasy football people.
Jackson Smith and Jigba was like fourth string behind him and a lot of other guys.
He was.
They were so good.
They were very good.
Yeah. Who was the quarterback? Stroud? Or so they had somebody before him, too, didn't they? I can't remember them all.
Yeah, I can't either. They get a new one every year. All right.
And they're all good.
And they're all, yeah, amazing. Here we go. Scott, question number two. All right, it's a rule in the NFL. There are two penalties, or let me start that over. There are two aspects of roughing the passer, a 15-yard penalty and what else?
This is one of those where you have to figure out Scraby's question.
There, it's like, it's a 15-yard penalty, and then there's something else that they have.
Won't be. Yeah, you've asked it fair. He's just got to figure it out. That's all. What else do you get beyond a 15-yard penalty?
Well, you can get ejected from the game.
Oh, no. What is the, you know.
What is the not official the, on-field call?
Yeah, not the player who commits it, but the team that is benefited by the penalty. They get 15 yards and...
Oh, and an automatic first down.
There we go. We figured it out.
That's, walk you through, but it was confusing.
That's good enough.
It was confusing.
Yeah.
All right, automatic right. first down.
Automatic first down. Right. Fast down! Does you remember a guy named Red Cashin?
No.
You don't?
Red Cashin.
Oh, Red Cashin, classic referee.
Oh, no.
Somebody will know him on the chat. Red Cashin, man, when he'd call one of those 15 yards, you know, and he would give it the old, first down! Okay. He had it really going on. Red was all right.
I miss what, well, no, I don't.
Put a little effort into it.
All right, let's go to question number three.
For the win.
Which former Oakland Raiders quarterback nicknamed the Snake passed away on June 8th, 2015?
Scott's got this. Easy pickings, I
say. How about Kenny Stabler?
He's got
Kenny
it.
Kenny Stabler is correct.
Very
nice
good.
Nice job, Scott.
All right, easy going.
Stay
today,
right
Scott.
There.
Well done. Called on a good day. Questions were doable there. Yeah, the Snake, man. Love the Snake. Even though he, you know, beat my team famously a couple of times with great comebacks. He was, I don't know if he was the last of the kind of the swashbuckling quarterback. You know, Madden was the coach of the team, but I don't think Madden really told them anything to do. Like Stabler just looked over and said, John, I'm going to do this. And Madden said, okay. You know, that's what maybe was the greatness of Madden. He let those guys kind of do what they wanted, but Snake, he was the kind of guy, you know, I liken him to now.
Who?
A little bit of Russell Wilson. Whereas Snake, through three quarters.
You just called him Snake?
I didn't, but I didn't know him.
But people called him that.
Yeah, he was always the Snake. Yeah, Kenny the Snake Stabler. But he would be maybe 3 for 20 passing with 8 minutes to go in the game. And then. He'd go 9 for 9 for 92 yards and 2 touchdowns. He was just, that's what he was.
Of course.
Yeah, the Raiders would come back and a miracle win. It happened all the time. Anyway, he's in the Hall of Fame, finally.
Yes.
Took him a while, but I thought he deserved it. I was glad to see him get in.
Can I switch it up a little bit and make you angry about college football again?
Sure.
I saw this tweet, and it is a fallout from Lane Kiffin.
Okay.
How about, or it's not really a fallout from Lane Kiffin, it's a fallout from James Franklin. But this guy says, how messed up is the college football calendar? Forget the Lane Kiffin fiasco. How about the Iowa State kids who signed their scholarship commitments on Tuesday and 48 hours later lost their head coach? How is this serving athletes? I think that's an amazing point.
So Iowa State just had the signing letter of intent day.
2 days ago.
And now this guy left to Penn State,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct. That's the rumor. I mean, and some of those kids are going to go to Penn State because he's going to extend it there. But, like, it just keeps breaking more and more, in my opinion.
It doesn't seem impossible. Here's a story. Let's stay on the subject for a second, because Kirk was in here yesterday. We asked him, are they going to try to clean this up a little with the NIL money? And then we'll address the coaching thing. But Kirk said something that I thought was pretty good. He said teams are going to start putting in their NIL contracts a clause.
Yes.
And that says if you leave early, you're going to have to owe us a certain amount of money. Well, he said that yesterday. It made sense to me.
Uh-huh.
And today.
Yes.
Just one day after Kirk said that.
Yeah, say it.
University of Georgia says they're trying to obtain $390,000 in damages from a former player, defensive end, who transferred to Missouri and didn't complete the time he had signed up to play his NIL.
I think it's fair to...
Seems like an easy win for Georgia.
Should be. If it's in the contract and he didn't complete his...
Well, that's the question. I don't know if it's 100% in the contract, but I think it's going to be now.
Oh, of course.
But you're not going to sign any player to an NIL now, I don't think, without putting in there, you leave early, you're going to have to pay up.
I wonder how many schools are going to go in the direction of, we don't make those clauses in the contract.
Well, maybe.
Come on over to our school.
Well, maybe they'll try it, but it's risky business. The Bulldogs have asked, Georgia has asked a judge to force this player, Damon Wilson, who's now at Missouri, to enter into arbitration to settle a clause in his former contract that effectively serves as a buyout fee for him exiting early.
Hmm.
He played at Georgia for 2 years before transferring to Missouri in January, 2 weeks after he signed a new deal with the Georgia Classic City Collective, which I think is their
NIL
people. Players have to start two weeks after he agreed that he was going to be Georgia. Give me money, Georgia. Thank you. Hello, Missouri.
I honestly don't get how these people are able, and I don't know his thought process, but I'm going to think that he knew he was leaving when he signed this thing with Georgia. In the back of my head, I would be thinking, I'm going to have to deal with this massive problem in a couple weeks. Why am I doing this?
There's a lot of stuff that it's hard for me to imagine doing.
Yeah.
But maybe if I was in those shoes.
True. I've never had that money dangled in front of me.
I'm not there, but yeah. Man. How about a little bit of, you know, taking responsibility here and saying, okay, you know, I'm going to go to Missouri. I can't be signing this, you know, getting $400,000 and then leaving the next day.
On paper, from what we've read, if this came into your courtroom, you were saying judgment for Georgia.
Yeah, I'd give Georgia the money. And I don't like Georgia.
I agree with you. Yeah, I think it's fair.
As a matter of fact, in my ruling, I would get that in. I would just want to say, as the judge in this case, I'm ruling in favor of Georgia, but I don't like the University of Georgia.
You would say
I would get that in. All right, we'll take a break. Traffic's coming up. More Gwen and Chris on the other side, including a funny video that I want you to all watch. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone. Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I learned something today that I previously did not know, but pass it along to everybody because I bet you everybody doesn't know this. Same way I didn't know this.
Well, let's hear it.
4:19 is the time. Gwen and Chris, Crisello and Scraby. Tony's off today. We'll have our NFL picks coming up in a little bit. What was the name of the main course you had last Thursday for Thanksgiving dinner? Scrape?
Turkey.
Turkey. What's the name of the country of a similar name?
Hungary? No, I'm just kidding. Turkey?
Turkey.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I did not know. Turkey is also known as Turkey-ye. And I might be pronouncing it wrong, but it's spelled T-U-R-K-I-Y-E. And that's the Turkish way to say Turkey. I guess it's Turkey-ye or something like that. Anyway, I'm bringing this up. The people there would like the rest of the world, instead of to call them Turkey, they want everyone to call them Turkey-ye or however that
I'll call them Turkey-ye if they
is
want
correct.
That.
Here's why I know this, or even bothered to look. Gobble, gobble. Yeah,
maybe that's not what why. They're trying to get away from.
That's not why. Here's why I looked it up, because the United States could be playing Turkey-ye in the World Cup.
Ah.
The draw was made today.
It was, to a lot of fanfare, let me tell you.
A lot of fanfare. U.S. is playing Paraguay, which is a team they beat already this year, apparently. And Australia, another team they beat this year. So people are saying we got a very favorable draw.
Yeah, one of the headlines was they avoided the death group.
Yes, we're not in the group of death.
Group of death,
yes,
sorry.
We're not,
yes.
There's always a group of death. We're not in that. But Turkey-ye is in competition with a couple of other countries to be the other team in that group.
Okay.
Anyway, I didn't know this. I thought I'd pass it along.
Tyler on the chat said, that's what I said when Thanksgiving dinner was about to start. Turkey?
Yay! Is that Tyler's sending a lot of stuff in today, and he's been solid.
I think I'm okay with that. I'll definitely call him Turkey-ye if they want to be called Turkey-ye.
Yeah, that's how they want to pronounce it. Turkey-ye.
I don't normally bring up the country of Turkey-ye.
Nor do I. But I think if you bring it up and call it Turkey-ye, people are going to go, what are you?
Oh, someone's saying it's Turkey-ye.
I'm just looking at pronunciation online,
okay,
and it
I'll
does say
you.
Three syllables, Turkey-ye.
Okay, well, yeah,
that's what I'm going by.
That's
but
three syllables.
Not disagreeing with whoever's.
I don't know if they know, but.
Anyway, if you tell somebody, hey, I'm going to be vacationing in Istanbul, where's that? It's in Turkey-ye.
Where's
that?
We're
going to go, what the hell's that?
Where's this?
But, you know, it's just something that you maybe want to be aware of out there.
Do you think Tony, in a million years, would be able to pronounce this name?
Hungary?
I mean,
Turkey-ye?
There's no chance.
He might get lucky on the first try.
He might. I'm going to go with Hungary.
That's an unbelievable one.
It's a
what
classic.
Was the category?
It was countries largest Europe. European countries, which ended up having Russia be number one, which Russia is not in Europe.
You're still upset. That was
like
4 years
won.
Ago.
It was a long time ago.
Join Tier 1, David J. He's from Hop Run Tours. It's an unforgettable trip to the Windy City next summer with Ben and Woods. You're going to get to see the Padres. Or San Diego, I guess I'm supposed to say there.
Yes,
apologies. Take on Chicago.
Yes.
Can't call them the Cubs. At one of the most historic stadiums in all of baseball, this package from Hop Run Tours will include round-trip airfare hotel accommodations for 3 nights at a 4-star hotel stadium tour. Tickets to 2 games, I'm assuming at Wrigley, which we're not allowed to say either. You also
why do you keep saying these things you're not allowed to say?
I don't well, because I don't understand that stuff.
Because it's all trademark and
whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Be so full of yourself.
It's not about that.
All right. You also get a group. Here's the highlight anyway. Never mind the rest of the stuff. You get a group dinner with Ben and Woods. So come on.
Yeah.
973thefansd.com/Chicago. You get all the details. The special fan trip is brought to you by Hop Run Tours, who handle all the travel and event details. 97.3 The Fan, proud to promote this package. And I should tell you, if you're interested in going,
that couple dozen packages, I believe, have already been sold from what I'm hearing.
I'm hearing it's going very well.
So get in on it if you'd like to go.
Yes.
Also, Ben and Woods put a funny video up today. I don't give, you know, look at a lot of their things. I don't know if they look at a lot of our things. But we always have a healthy respect for each other, but there's a bit of a competition too. So
an internal competition.
A little bit, right. Ben and Woods put a very funny video up today. I don't know what the idea was for it or, you know, where it was born, but it was had something to do with the way Ben walks. And I'd never thought of this before, but they show a video on the video, Ben walking away from the camera. And you're like, okay, what's this all about? But then Woods does the same, but Woods is portraying Ben's walk. And it's pretty funny, I got to tell you. Ben, I didn't realize you walk so comically until I saw Woods do your walk. And then I totally recognized it because I've seen Ben a million times and I just never thought about his walk before.
Where did you see this video?
It was on Twitter.
It was a tweet.
It was a tweet from, I'm assuming, their show.
I just looked
from
at
Woodsy.
I'll go to Woods.
Maybe it was Instagram, but I think it was Twitter.
I'll go to... Anyway. I just looked on Instagram as well.
Anyway, if you find it posted or something for some people, it's just a quick video to be take it 20 seconds to watch, but it was funny. And Ben, you're pretty funny. You walk funny. There's nothing wrong with that. I do a lot of things funny. But yeah, Ben walks a little funny. And it took Woods to kind of bring it out in the video.
Oh, it's on Woods's. Okay, hold on. Here we go.
I can watch Ben walk.
Hold on. Let me put it on the stream.
All right, let me see. We can all watch this.
Let me give
it
a second.
We got another minute. We can watch this here.
Yes, we do.
I didn't realize I got Alex Morgan right over my shoulder over there.
Someone told me,
by the way, if I have to have somebody over the shoulder.
That Alex Morgan is sometimes what takes your camera and makes it cattywampus. It thinks that there's a person back there.
I think the camera would rather look at Alex Morgan than me.
That's funny,
probably
Chris?
Makes sense.
I said that exact same thing.
Yeah.
All right, give me another second. I'm trying to get this up online.
Oh, my goodness. Gonzaga is destroying Kentucky in basketball, 19-2.
19-2.
Yeah, bad start for Kentucky.
Bad start for sure.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Here's the video. Here's Woodsy. He opens up on the video here.
You got to take out. There's a lot of steps to this, Chris. There we go. All right, here's the video.
So after spending some time yesterday working on his walk and his gait, this is what we've come up with.
All right. They're working on his... Here comes Ben. He walks.
Like, way more normal. Way more normal.
Way more normal.
You look like a normal human.
I don't think so.
It's amazing.
Put in a little work in the cages. Look what happens. I'll do it one more time.
Oh, my goodness. This is a whole thing.
Okay. Now, when you come back, I want you to hit the gritty, okay? Oh,
I don't know.
Try to swing your arms together at the same time.
Is this not the one you saw?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, but I want to see Woods walk.
Try that.
When Woods walks...
Oh, there it is.
It's ending.
No, this is not it.
Okay, I would have to
go.
So after spending some time yesterday working on...
Stop that one. That one there was, I think, the result after the first one. The first one I saw was when Ben couldn't walk and Woods made fun of him.
Okay.
So I think the one you just showed was probably...
It was today.
After they had...
Yes. I'm being told by the people...
That's today's video. So maybe you want to find yesterday's.
Going back to one more.
Go back one more. Because we got to see Ben walk funny.
Okay.
There needs
Learning
to be a payoff
walk.
Here.
Oh, okay.
Learning to walk. That's the one.
Here we go.
It's good to see that we're not the only ones that don't talk sports on the show all the time.
Well, yeah, that's true. Also, it's a very Friday today.
It's a Friday move. All right, so we just saw these out of order. We saw the one that was the result of Ben improving his gait.
Okay, here is
okay, this might one. Be the way. Yeah, okay, let's see what happens here.
All right, we're going to do a little walk-in 101 with our man Ben.
Here we go.
All right, show me your your gait.
There he goes. It's kind of off.
It's very...
It's a little stiff.
Okay. So number one, I think you slow it down, right? So here's what I see. Here, hold this. Here's what I see from
now. Woods gives
Ben
the
Woods
camera.
Is going to give it a shot.
Oh my God! I'm sorry if you're driving and you can't see that.
Well,
so just
but so Woods, Ben kind of right? Ben kind of looks like of, he's like riding a horse when
he's
he walks.
Shuffling a little bit. Yeah. Like yeah. Yeah, and he's got his legs are a little wider apart. Wider
how do you get
apart
anywhere at that speed.
Okay, let me walk fast. So then I'll just do like one of these.
Now Woods is going Woods, on trying to show him what yeah, he should
Woods
be
walks
walking
normal.
On.
So relaxed. You get a straight line. All right, here, let me try it.
So Ben's going to try it again. Let's
Ben's
going
to give it another shot here. This is yesterday.
Whoa, what's going on? That's so weird. His head is like bobbing. He's trying so hard.
Right back.
Yeah.
He's so serious.
He looks so unnatural.
So unnatural, yeah. Okay, that's too much because I feel bad for the people driving.
No, we tried to
who
explain
can't see
it.
This.
We tried to explain it.
Anyway, when you get home, you can see it. Woodsy. The first video was what drew the laughter.
Yes,
because Woodsy's making fun of Ben's walk,
and it's warranted. I'm not saying Ben has a crazy weird walk.
It's a funny walk.
Someone said Woods, the walk whisperer.
Yes, he does. He seemed to have improved Ben's gait, as
Joseph
Woodsy called
says. He's moving his hips so awkwardly. He is.
It's pretty awkward.
He's
but you know, I've known Ben for how many years, right? 20 years. I've never noticed him walking anything necessarily odd.
No.
But Woodsy is 100% right.
Megan Reindel says it's spot on. It is
Megan
spot
Reindel
on.
Should know. Yes. She is the wife of the producer of the program.
That is hilarious. I'm
all
glad
right,
you brought that
good.
Up.
Very good. Break time, Big Five coming up. Welcome back. Traffic is not quite ready yet. I'm sure Kelly Danik has had her hands full today. There's been a mess on the 5 North all day.
Yes.
Right around Del Mar Heights, maybe. You're looking at, we're just telling you the best we can. You're looking at maybe, an hour and 45 minutes to get through there and get home. If there's any other way you can go home, that might be the thing to try to do today. I know you are one of those people, Scrape, yeah. Unless you go around it. That
well,
may have to.
I want
to
be sensitive. I want to be sensitive to the situation.
Right,
which
there's
is,
a situation. Going
I drove
on,
by
so let's,
and
yeah,
I saw.
Let, yeah,
I
we're
saw,
not going to get into all of that, but just suffice yeah. to say, it's going to take you a long time to get home. Be careful. Take your time or plan another route.
Something.
What do you use, route or route?
I use route.
Route.
I can. I guess I interchange it.
Yeah, depends on kind of where
I'm
you
feeling.
Need it.
Yeah, it's a bad situation. But when I was driving down, traffic was already stacking up. So like Chris said, try to take another way home if you can.
All right. Kelly will have the traffic in the meantime.
Oh, it's ready.
Well, let's hear it now. And then the Big Five.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one... the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All guests on 97.3 The Fan join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. We will be announcing the biggest fan winner at around 5:35 today. So if you signed up, then make sure you are listening.
Number five.
I've gone back and forth on this topic a million times, but I'm going to go with this one. Buster Olney tweeted out ahead of the winter meetings that there's going to be lots of trade talks next week, obviously, but one of the names that's going to be involved and likely to get traded, Mackenzie Gore of the Nationals. Now, he's still under contract control, Chris, so it's not like you're going to have to pay him a lot of money. Would you, let me ask it like this. Do you think AJ Preller misses Mackenzie Gore?
Oh,
would like to get him back.
Thinks twice about having traded him? No.
Okay.
I don't think AJ Preller does that.
Okay.
And I don't think it's a healthy thing for any general manager to do. You make your trade, and you get Juan Soto, and you end up with Michael King, and you have what you have. I mean, we've heard this how many times? That the Nationals fleeced the Padres by getting Mackenzie Gore, James Wood,
Robert Hassel.
Yeah, Hassel Bobby even Barrows. Started to, get going there. But yeah, they got so much. The Padres got Juan Soto, then lost him, so it was a disaster. The only thing I will say and caution you about the disaster you say is that even with all the Nationals haven't won anything.
Of course.
Right? They still stink.
No, they're still in last place.
Yeah. So the Padres have been in the hunt, thanks in large part to that trade. So, there's a lot of ways to look at it. Mackenzie Gore was an all-star last year.
He struggled down the stretch.
He finished 5-15.
Yeah.
With a 4.17 ERA and a 1.3.5 whip. Those are not good numbers for a whole season. No, maybe the All-Star game he was much better. I know he had a lot of strikeouts. But he only ended up with 185, four more than the year before.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying I don't want him back. I'm saying that there's no way. No, you don't sit there. You wish him well, and he's gone and done what he's done. But I don't know. 7-10, 10-12, 5-15. Those are his three-year totals with the Nationals. 4.15 total ERA in 3 years. Not like you traded Paul Skeens.
No, but we also forgot CJ Abrams part of that trade.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I know. I'm not saying that. No matter what we gave the Nationals, they still stink.
Yes. That is true.
So what has it done for them?
No, I think you're right. AJ Preller doesn't regret trades or anything like that. I think the Brewers GM recently, Matt Arnold, said, if you haven't made a bad trade, then you haven't made enough trades in baseball.
Well, that's part of it,
because
too.
It just happens. But
I don't even think it's a bad trade.
I do think...
I can make a case that it wasn't a bad trade at all.
I wasn't saying that, but I think that AJ Preller does like players that he drafts and he tries to build up. And I think that if there was a possibility for him to get Mackenzie Gore back for the right price, he would definitely do it. He wouldn't think twice about
it. If it was a cheap deal and you had control, Mackenzie
Gore... He does have control for two more years.
Mackenzie Gore is an attractive piece.
Yes.
But he's not yet come through on what he's been projected.
No.
That's not even close.
No.
Mackenzie Gore was the number two pick, three pick overall.
He was the ace in making.
He was the best player in the whole draft, right? Third pick. 2017. That is 8 years ago.
That is a long time ago.
And actually, since then, Mackenzie Gore has won exactly 26 games. And he has a 4.19 ERA. He started 102 games.
When do you
start thinking maybe Mackenzie Gore is never going to quite be that?
That could be it as well. Well, at 5:20, I'm going to go through winter meeting thoughts.
Can't wait for that.
Number four.
All right, Penn State is not only in the final stages of negotiations to make Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell its new coach, but it is done, according to Pete Thamel. He has signed an 8-year deal with Penn State, which I always think, why sign an 8-year deal? You could be gone in 3. It doesn't really matter. But the Penn State search actually spanned more than 50 days and was one of the highest-profile positions that was not being taken, and also a high-profile position that coaches were turning down. So I'm up first. Why is Penn State having such a hard time finding a head coach? I don't really know. I don't. But I will say that Penn State, outside of last year, is not the same program it used to be, pumping out NFL players left and right. They have NFL players. They have great players. But when I think college football, I don't really think Penn State anymore. I don't think this is the answer to the question, but that's what my mind came to. Chris?
Well, first of all, Penn State was a semifinalist last year, so they're not that far off.
No, they aren't. They aren't.
Right? Secondly, I think the risk does not equal the reward at Penn State.
And what is the risk?
The risk is that if you're a 500 team, they are going to hate your guts and run you out of town.
True.
As they did James Franklin.
Yes.
But if you go 11-1 and lose the semifinal to Notre Dame in what was really a great game, you still stink. Like, there's no winning there.
Yeah.
Paterno was what he was before all of the, you know, crazy controversy. Not only that, Penn State's, if it's not the middle of nowhere, it's close. You can see it from there.
Yeah. I've been to Penn State, but I
don't think that's it. I think it's more that you're risking more than your reward. Unless you win the national title, and that's not realistic, even at LSU. Because there's too many other schools that could win the national title every year. Man, and so if you take the Penn State job, you're setting yourself up to be under a lot of stress. So that, to me, is why people may not want it. I don't know.
Penn State fans are like, you fired James Franklin for this guy? And it's like mediocre records. But
they wanted James Franklin fired.
Yes, they did.
They were the ones that didn't like him.
Exactly. It's always
They were the ones that said he can't win the big one, and they recited every big one that he lost. So now, okay, you don't have him anymore, and he'll go somewhere else, and good luck to you.
Number 3.
The World Cup, as we talked about, had the big draw today, and President Trump was a part of the proceedings. This is an approved use of President Trump on the show, Chris.
Was he reaching in and picking out the names?
That would have been fun, though, actually. Yeah. I actually didn't see the proceedings. I did see Tom Brady was there. It's like, why do we need Tom Brady there?
To me, President Trump should have cranked the wheel, you know, a little bit.
I think you're right, actually.
Yeah, would have been
fun. But while speaking, he did bring up something I have thought about many times before, and here's what he said earlier today.
When you look at what has happened to football in the United States, again, soccer in the United States, we seem to never call it that because we have a little bit of a conflict with another thing that's called football. But when you think about it, shouldn't it really be called? I mean, this is football. There's no question about it. We have to come up with another name for that.
Yeah. listen to the
there's
FIFA
the FIFA guys all excited.
Yeah. So my
first
question
of all,
is,
can we just make a note? That's his first appearance on the show.
Voice of President Trump.
All right.
An approved use of President
I'm
Trump
so happy,
on the show.
Man, it took us. When did he get inaugurated there?
Nine months, 10, 11 months.
Come on.
But he said he wants the NFL to change their name. Now, Chris, you're up first.
Not the NFL. But he just doesn't want football to be called football.
Well, it has to be.
So it's college football, high school football. He doesn't want football called football.
But he wants. That includes the NFL changing their name.
I understand, but.
Okay, so he wants football to be called something else.
Right.
Which I don't necessarily disagree with because soccer is used. You kick a ball with your feet. So anyway.
Okay.
Let's say this is coming about. He says the NFL needs to change their name.
And all college football has to not be college football.
We're just
anymore.
Going NFL.
But they'd all have to change.
Do you if think they would call change it, the name?
The
I don't even know what it would be. Pigskin League? I don't know.
I think the PETA people would probably have something to say about that. In this politically correct world.
We do need to
world.
Think about that.
Can't call it pigskin.
What about...
So instead of the National Football League, it's going to be like, let's say the National Passing League. and then it would be college passing, and I'm going to go Friday night to go see high school passing.
The National Gridiron League.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. So thanks for the thought, but that's just this is.
But
absurd.
He's right.
He's not right.
There's the least amount of time spent on a human body, the football, is spent on a foot.
There's not much time in baseball spent on a base either. Move on.
I don't want to move on.
And how many times do we hang from the basket in basketball?
But that's the thing. The basket is your goal.
All right, so you'll change it. That's not happening.
The only thing I can think of that worked in the past is WWF got sued by the World Wildlife Federation, and they had to change it to WWE. WWE is now the name that people call it. So 20 years from now, the NFL will eventually be known as the National Gridiron League or something.
I would only allow this discussion on a Friday. This is so absurd.
It's not absurd. I think
totally, utterly absurd.
Out of all the things we could say is absurd, this is not one of them.
Number two.
What?
Okay, keep going.
You're going to think that Roger Goodell is going to entertain the idea of changing the name of his league? Utterly absurd, as I just said.
Well, I think Roger Goodell's also like, bro, why you got to put this in the universe? Now we got to field questions about this.
Well, he may have to. That's true.
All right. Arizona Cardinals coach Jonathan Gannon announced today that quarterback Kyler Murray will not return this season. His foot injury has not progressed enough for him to play, and he recently sought an out-of-state second opinion, underwent more tests, which confirmed the decision. Gannon said, quote,
it wasn't... I yawned.
I was going
back to the last story, I think.
You need some oxygen.
I was going back to the last story.
It wasn't progressing in a way that we wanted, so we went and got a different opinion, some different people, and kind of looked at it, and it's just not right, end quote. I'm up first. Do you think Kyler Murray is still seen as a starting quarterback in the NFL? Yes, I still think he's seen as a starting quarterback, but I think he's got one more spot to go. I think the Cardinals are going to let him loose. I think reputation of having to put video game clauses in your contract is a big mistake.
What, that he can play video games?
He has to he has to do so much hours of work or film work, all this other stuff.
So he's too high maintenance, you're saying?
Yes, I think that he is a starting quarterback for one team, and I think he only has one more shot, and it's not going to be with the Cardinals.
So wherever his next shot is, it'll be get it done.
Yeah, what do you think?
That might not be far from wrong. But I mean, he's a headache. But everybody's allowed to be as much of a headache as they are, comparable to their talent level.
And
if your talent level's here, you can be this much of a headache. His talent level when he's playing is here. What I'd be concerned about Kyler Murray is these are foot injuries, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What does he use better than anything? His feet.
Yep.
So that'd be buyer beware.
Buyer beware. That.
Be careful.
All right.
Make sure he's healthy.
Number one.
We talked about LeBron James and his double-digit scoring streak ending last night after he made the most selfless pass in the history of passes in the NBA.
A thing of beauty.
I'm just trying to rile up Chris. If you missed it, go back to 2 o'clock.
And the pass that has moved him past Michael Jordan as the greatest player ever because of that one play last night.
Here's the article, Chris. I wanted to do this for you. And in the moment, he didn't care. The right play was to pass the ball, so he did. And with that, his streak ended.
Yeah.
It's very dramatic.
Him. Oh, it was.
Yeah. 1,297 consecutive games with double-digit scoring. Now, here is the question for you, Chris. They asked him after the game about the streak ending. LeBron said, they asked him his thoughts. He said he had no thoughts and that they won. So that was all that mattered. Do you believe he didn't think about the streak ending at all?
Do I believe that LeBron James really puts the team ahead of LeBron James all the time?
That's not what I asked.
What do you
go
think?
Ahead. I think
what
you,
do you think,
think he thinks about this a lot.
Okay.
I think he does too. I mean, it's hard not to.
Yeah.
It's hard not to. It's a human nature thing.
I would think if you pile up a streak for 18 years, it'd have to be a little on your mind.
Yeah.
So I don't believe him.
I don't believe him either. I think
why don't
that
you just be honest and go, you know
it.
What, I thought about the streak, but it was my basketball instinct to pass it to the guy he was open. That would have been a perfect answer.
But he said, no, we won.
Yeah.
I think he thinks about it, though. When he laid his head down on the pillow last night, He thought, man,
damn,
that was a good streak that came to an end.
That was a good streak. I'm going to start another one tomorrow.
Yeah,
go another 18 years. Play till I'm 60.
It's only going to last until... I think he's getting towards the retirement
age. I like the... real quick note going to the top here. I like the Knicks over the Jazz tonight. First period score at Madison Square right now. Knicks 23, Jazz nothing.
Oh. Okay.
Good start to that
game.
That's
a fantastic start for the Knicks.
Yes.
All right, that's it for the big
fan. Happy hour coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.